Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Entree Pastors Podcast. My name is John Sanders, and I have a question for you today. How many of you have ever thought to yourself that sometimes in the church world with pastoral ministry, sometimes the right people end up in the wrong spot? Let me say it a little bit differently. Do you ever think that sometimes there are pastors serving in that role of being a pastor who really never should have been there? They had a heart to serve the Lord, and the common thought of the day was, well, if you want to serve God full-time with your life, that happens either by being a missionary or a pastor in some form of full-time, you know, church capacity type stuff, and they end up being a round peg in a square hole, so to speak, or a square peg in a round hole, however that statement goes. I think we see that more than we probably realize, that there are people that love the Lord and have a heart to serve Him, and they end up in the pastoral role, and it's not a good fit for them or the people that they lead, the churches that they lead, and it just ends up being very draining and exhausting. Well, the reason I'm asking this question is because the conversation we're getting ready to share with you today, I'm going to title this episode, A Calling to the Ministry of Business. And today's guest, Jeff Elder, met with myself and Les a while back. Les is the co-founder and my co-host here at Entree Pastors. And we had a conversation. And one of the things I love about Jeff's story, and you'll hear him explain this in more detail, but he wanted to be a pastor for that very reason. He just knew that he wanted to serve God with his life. And God very clearly told him no about being a pastor and instead showed him the business marketplace was going to be where he did ministry. And I love that because I would contend Jeff is maybe a rare story of someone who got it right in terms of listening to that voice and going, yes, you can serve me. You can serve me full time. And for you, it's going to be in the marketplace. Now, for the majority of our listeners, this is the Entree Pastors Podcast, so we are dealing largely with pastors. I don't say any of this to talk you out of being a pastor, but this is just really reinforcing one of the themes that we talk about a lot on this show, and that is the idea that business is ministry. And so for some of you, that may mean actually leaving pastoral ministry to go do ministry in the marketplace. And for many of you, it's a both and. It's yes, you're going to continue to serve God in that role as a pastor, and you're also going to be out in the marketplace without a bunch of guilt and feelings of shame or failure of what that means because you're not, quote unquote, a full-time pastor because you're also a business owner out in the business world doing marketplace activities. So anyway, you'll hear more about Jeff's story, but that's kind of one of the big themes that I wanted to highlight as we get ready to cut to this interview. So we got some good stuff coming your way with our friend Jeff Elder. Let's go ahead and get into the interview. Here we go. Well, Jeff, welcome to the Entree Pastors Podcast, man. It's our pleasure to have you on the show.
Yeah, my pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, now, I'm correct in saying you are not a pastor, correct?
I am not a pastor, but we'll get into my journey a little bit. I wanted to be a pastor because I thought that was the only way I could serve God.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we say that often around here. We think that sometimes ministry has the right people serving in the wrong spot. They were told that to serve God with their life, they had to do it as a full-time pastor or missionary, and then they get into it and realize maybe that they're wired to do something a little different. So I just wanted to highlight that, not to say that you're less than, but to really draw that part out of your story, because you are passionate about one of the main things that we're passionate about, and that is that intersection of faith and the marketplace and a ministry in the marketplace. So why don't you go ahead and just give a little bit of your story in a nutshell? If we're on a short elevator ride to the top of a tall building, what's your story?
Yeah. So my story is I became a Christian at 17, was launched into a bunch of leadership positions and opportunities for many years, and that led me down this road of just based on mentors and sermons in the church and all that, you know, being called typically was be called to become a pastor, be called to become a missionary, be called to serve within the church. And so that was kind of the framework that I had in my mind was, okay, well, I'm going to become a pastor. That was kind of what I felt the Lord was leading me into. And so I ended up going to Bible college, graduated in Bible college, was excited to finally get into ministry, right? And so I started to apply at different churches, and it didn't pan out. And then in 2004, I had an opportunity to move from Los Angeles to Columbus, Ohio. Yes, you heard that right. Los Angeles to Columbus, Ohio, to help start a church. And I thought, okay, this is it. This is where I'm going to become that pastor and be able to serve God's people and all of that. And that wasn't the case. And in 2008, a friend of mine and I started a website design company, and that lasted for a few years. But I didn't feel right. There was something inside that was like, God, I feel like I'm betraying you. I feel like I'm not doing the ministry. And I'd struggled with that for a long, long time. And it got to the point where I was literally, I put my head in the sand and allowed things in the business to go a little bit crazy. Ended up losing that business in a pretty bad, painful way. But out of all that, God said, are you ready to listen to me now? And I said, yeah, I thought I was, but yeah. And he's like, okay, so you're going to keep doing business, but this time you're going to do it my way. And so I started my business, which is called Business God's Way, and took a long time to really understand what God wanted me to do and all of that. But in that journey, I've really just developed a heart for Christian entrepreneurs. As I started to talk to them, as I looked at my own journey, there's not a whole lot of support for Christian entrepreneurs. I know I didn't. I think we live in a day where we are seeing more and more of these organizations and nonprofits, and which I'm happy about. But back then, I had no, you know, I had friends who are Christian business owners, but there was really nothing to, no community or anything like that. And so I just felt like that's what God wanted me to do. And he really showed me that business is a calling. And that's my message now is I believe some Christians are called not to be pastors, not to be missionaries, but to be workers in the marketplace for the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And that's really my passion and what I'm all about now. So that's what I do. That's what I love. That's my passion. I love talking to these Christian entrepreneurs and helping them navigate the same things I had to navigate and think about how do I include God in my business? How do I, you know, build a business that honors and glorifies God and a business that honestly can be a platform for the gospel?
Yeah. Well, and you might be alluding to it right there, but I wanted to back up and just ask you, like, when God said to you, you're going to still be in business, but you're going to do it my way this time, like, what did that mean? Like, what are some things that come to mind? What was the difference doing it his way versus the way you were doing it, do you think?
Yeah, I think a lot of times, at least for me, I would get to the office and I would pray. And then at the end of the day, I would thank him for getting me through the day. But I found myself not really asking the questions of, okay, when I'm creating my budget, or when I'm creating this marketing strategy, or when I'm creating this sales strategy, am I going to scripture first? Am I aligning those things up with what the Word of God says? And to be honest, I wasn't. I didn't know how to do that. I didn't really understand how applicable the Bible is to business. And so for me, it was just, you know, say a prayer throughout the day to get through the day. Of course, I wanted, you know, of course, it wasn't like I was doing anything sinful or anything like that, but I just didn't have the mindset of really being able to stop at every moment in what I'm doing to really ask the question, is this how God would do this? Is this what scripture would have me to do? and to really integrate it in the fabric of everything. So those are the things I was not doing. And sometimes we have this tension as entrepreneurs, especially entrepreneurs of faith. We listen to a lot of these experts, and a lot of the strategies that they tell us to do as business owners, let's just be honest, some of them can get very close to being unethical.
Okay.
And so we're caught in this tension of, oh, well, I want my business to grow, but this just doesn't seem right. And a lot of times we cross that line. And it's not like we do it intentionally, but there's that tension there. And so what I think through now is okay, what does the Bible teach about these topics? And let me put everything through the grid of scripture now. So to me, that's what it means to freely do business God's way versus just, okay, I'm going to say a prayer here, say a prayer there, but really just allow him to have full control and reign of my business and make sure everything I do is in alignment with scripture.
Jeff, I wonder how much of that is part of that dichotomy. We speak about this a lot on this show. It's a thing that a lot of pastors struggle with anyway when they think about getting out in the marketplace. And it's that kind of flawed dichotomy of the sacred versus the secular, that since I'm doing God's work, you know, quote unquote, God's work inside the church, and it is ministry, he cares deeply about this. But if I'm out there doing this quote unquote secular work, maybe God doesn't care that much about it, and they don't see that it's all under the kingship of the, you know, of Jesus. Like, how much of that do you think is at play with that of like, well, I'll just kind of do my work thing because God doesn't care about it since it's not ministry?
Yeah, it surprised me how much that's the case. As I have these conversations with these Christian entrepreneurs, every time I speak about the fact that God loves them, God is wants to be part of their business, it's life-changing for them. It is more of a problem out there than I even realized or thought it was, because there is that dichotomy. There is that, well, I'm not doing God's work, so he must not really care about what I'm doing. And when I can speak truth into their life, I've had people in tears as I'm presenting, because I do some speaking and some training, and the biggest light bulbs, the biggest aha moments, the moments where I just see people crying are the moments that they realize, oh, God does care about my business. He wants to be a part of it. He wants to be included. He wants me to pray for it. I mean, it is a huge, huge problem, and I'm on a mission to change that, to be honest.
I love that. Jeff, let me ask you this. Let's imagine we've got a whole bunch of pastors pulled up to the table right now, and they're all sitting around the table listening to you talk. And these are guys and gals that, they're, to be blunt, they're tired of the financial struggle. They love the Lord. They love the church. They're tired of the constant financial strain that they're under. They've been tuning into this show for a while, hearing John and Les encourage them to go establish some more streams of revenue out in the marketplace. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they're just overwhelmed. Maybe there's a lot of different reasons for why they're overwhelmed, but you have a minute to speak into their lives and speak a word of encouragement. Maybe it's to nudge them closer to taking action, whatever it is. But what would you say to those pastors that are listening to this and they're kind of on the fence? Man, I don't know if I should launch this thing. It sounds attractive. I'm scared. I'm overwhelmed. Speak to those guys because they're out there.
Yeah. Gosh. What I would say is first and foremost, stop pretending to be something that you don't want to be.
Say more about that.
So I know people who are in ministry because they feel the pressure to be in ministry, but it's not who they are.
Wow.
It's not who they are. And they know it. They know it. But there's the pressure to be there. And there are pastors and pulpits today who, I'm going to be blunt, who shouldn't be there. And if you're somebody, if you're one of those pastors who, here's the thing about entrepreneurs. We know that we're entrepreneurs. There's that fire that we want to do big things. We want to do new things. We want to try to make things better. And we see this gap out there that we know that we can fill by our products and services. And so, first of all, get really honest with yourselves and ask yourselves, man, do I really belong here in the pulpit? And if the answer is no, and you kind of know that, you feel that inside, then it might be time for you to be honest with yourself and make decisions and choices and changes based on that. That's the first thing I would say. The second thing is, I also believe very strongly that you can be a pastor and be an entrepreneur at the same time.
It's good.
That is totally possible. And that might be exactly what you're called to do. And so you gotta walk into that. You gotta step into that. And you have to start believing that. See, here's the thing I hear too is, well, pastors, you know, they shouldn't be making a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's wrong for them to do that. How could they be a pastor and be charging for things? And my challenge to that is, show me where it says that in the Bible. Mm. I challenge anybody to show me where it says that. You know, pastors, you get paid. I know what you guys get paid, and it's not a whole lot. And why shouldn't you be able to provide for your family? And not just provide, but maybe even beyond provide.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe God's calling you to make a lot of money, to give a lot of money away.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would just encourage you, you may just have to have a really hard, honest conversation with yourself and ask yourself, man, do I belong in the pulpit? And if not, and you just feel that I got to build something with my hands, I got to provide a product or a service, then it might be time for you to take that step out and launch into this entrepreneurial thing. If you're a pastor and you feel like I need to stay in the pulpit, that's fine. I would just say, embrace the reality and the truth that, listen to me, it is okay to be a pastor and an entrepreneur at the same time. And maybe that's what somebody needs to hear. It is okay. You are not doing anything wrong. You know, one thing that we like to do is we say, you know, have your entrepreneur journey, whatever that is, make money. And then maybe that entrepreneurial thing that you're doing is what's helping you fund your passion.
Sure.
It's helping you fund, you know, an organization or a nonprofit or something that you have a heart to do. But I think at the end of the day, we need to start having more honest conversations with ourselves. We need to stop pretending that we're somebody we're not because we're being forced to be that person. Then we need to take steps based on how we feel the Lord is leading us. But yeah, if there's one thing I can leave you with, it's like, it is okay to mix the two. And that's what I love about what you guys are doing. You're helping them walk that journey and see what that's like and embrace it, celebrate it, walk in it. You're okay. God still loves you. He does. And he wants to bless that.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you something about that. Jeff, I'm just curious on your journey, because there's so many places that you're crisscrossing, you know, with our message and with our community. And so I wondered how you became connected with us. So what was that like?
Yeah, you guys had a conversation with John Hansen. Yeah. He was on your show.
Okay.
His episode, I think, aired last week or
yeah,
pretty
he's
recently.
Been a recent guest. Yep.
Recently, yeah.
Yeah, and he reached out to me because he knows me really well. He knows my heart, and he's like, "You gotta meet these guys because I think they'll be in total alignment with with my heart and what I'm doing. And so he made the introduction to John, and he and I got on a call and just chatted for a little bit. And for me, instantly, it was like, I love what I listened to a few of your episodes on your podcast now, and I love what you guys are doing. And that's how we got connected.
That's good. Well, John Hansen, man, if you're listening to this episode, thank you for introducing us to Jeff and many others. You've been a great connector for us and a real advocate, and we're thankful for that.
Yeah. Jeff, as we get ready to wrap things up, I'll hit you with one more question, and you can and you can be part of the answer to this. You have my full permission to do a self-promotion here. But I'm going to ask you, like, if I were to press you for a couple resources that you would recommend to a pastor that is wanting to go further down this pathway of, like, jumping into the entrepreneurial space and being a part of God building a business alongside of them and with them, what are some resources that come to mind? And again, feel free to plug your own coaching and your own products as well.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. So I'm actually getting ready to launch. It's called Kingdompreneurs in the Word. And the whole thrust of it is to do Bible studies with a community of Christian entrepreneurs. And the whole gist of it is so the first study I'm launching with is a study of Nehemiah. And in fact, today I'm getting the proof copy of that devotional. So I'm really excited to get it in my hand. But the whole premise is, let's look at scripture. Let's pull out principles for entrepreneurship and let's apply it to business so that we can do business God's way. And so I'm really excited to be launching that. Other resources, I know the Bible app has a lot of great devotionals in there for Christian entrepreneurs. I think that's another great resource to maybe just do some studies and get fortified in what it means to do business. And, you know, another great organization that I work with is Noble. It's a network of business owners and leaders. Mm-hmm. That's a great organization, nonprofit. We offer a lot of things for free for our community there. So that's a great way to get connected as well. So those are just a few resources that I would recommend, and everything from what I'm doing to what I'm being a part of with other organizations. And there's a lot more out there today. I'm so thankful that there are more resources now than there were when I was struggling through all of this back then.
Yeah. Amen. Well, good stuff. Thanks for sharing those resources. And thank you for the work that you're doing and for being willing to come on with us here and just sharing a little bit of that and encouraging our audience. I know it'll have definitely helped some listening today. So thank you so much, Jeff. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Jeff. Well,
thanks for having me, guys, and God bless you guys and everything that you do.
Too.
Well, there you go. Good stuff from Jeff Elder. Guys, as we get ready to sign off today, I just want to share a free resource with anybody that is tuning in, maybe for the first time, or, you know, you've been listening for a while, but you haven't taken many steps of action forward. I want to give you a very easy action step to take, and it's absolutely free. We have created a resource. It's called our Get Started Guide. It's a free PDF download, and it's got some assessment tools. It's got like over 50 ideas of a business that you might start, just to get your mind thinking down that road of what it would look like for you to be out in the marketplace as a business owner. And so if you want to get access to that free resource, just go to entrepastors.com/start. And we'd be happy to put that in your hands. You just enter your email address, and we'd love to be able to send you resources, opportunities, offers from time to time, and just have you in our email community. So you give us your email address, we'll give you that free download and get you going on your Entree Pastor journey. So thank you for taking the time to listen today, guys. Appreciate each and every one of you, and we're grateful to have you in our community. If there's anything that Les or I can do to be of service to you, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. Go to entrepastors.com, and you'll be able to find all the links to the ways to connect with us and contact us through the website there. So, all right, God bless. We'll see you all tomorrow. Have a good day.